New Year's is typically one of the deadliest times on U.S. roads, and a big part of that is alcohol.
That's Russ Rader of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, who says more than half of the deaths on the roads on New Year's Day involve at least one driver with a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. Rader notes it's also a dangerous time for pedestrians.
More pedestrians die on January 1 than almost any other day of the year, except for Halloween.
Rader says high-profile police enforcement is key to deterring drunk drivers from hitting the roads. Meanwhile, criminal defense attorney Mary Beth DePasquale has noticed some disturbing trends developing, including an increase in those arrested for driving under the influence of both alcohol and a prescription drug.
People kind of forget when they're in a party atmosphere or they're at a get-together, and they're not really monitoring what it is they're drinking, how much they're eating, whether or not they're on medications. And it's one of those crimes where, you know, everybody thinks this won't happen to me, but it could happen to anyone who stops off to have a drink.
DePasquale is with the Buffalo law firm of Tully Rinke and a former Erie County assistant district attorney. She says a drunk driving charge can cost you thousands, noting it's one of the most expensive criminal offenses. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.